This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Hi, Shalom. Okay, so we're holding here in the Shiva Dvarim Begoylem, B'Shiva B'Chochem. So the Rambam here is going to explain the different dargis of people in the milas that are listed. And obviously it says what a goylem, in other words, when he's trying to explain what a goylem is, the Rambam, he's giving the context of the types of people. And if first chile ela shemes achoizer habdi v'chachom v'heim bur amaretz goylem chachom v'chassid omnom. Now, let's just stop 1 second before we go weiter. By us, it's interesting because we would not put the milus of midas tovus and learning and in one setting. In other words, it's fine and nice. The person, it's a different milus. It's about midas. That's wonderful. But in the Rambam, it's one mila, and they all, and Betzim, it all goes into the Kaimus Adam. This is what a person is who's a Ben Mila, and it includes Chachma, it includes everything else. So he says like this: Ani afayash tchila ila Hashem sachoizan havdi v'chom bur amaretz goylem chachm chasid amnam bur hu ha'ish ashen loy mila sichlis v'loy mila smidis. It's somebody who's lacking, devoid of any milas, not midas, not a seichel. Rutzayne loyma, loy chachma v'loy musa. Ve'af loy higia loy kinyan haros. So I don't think he means that he doesn't have bad midas, but it doesn't have to be. It has nothing to do with saying the person is bad. Being devoid of good is what a bur is. Alekilu oroy mina toivais v'harois. He's devoid of anything. In other words, a field that's fallow is called bur, and that's where it comes from. Now, that in itself is a tremendous chisar in a person. It sounds like almost as if the Rambam seems to be saying, okay, this person's not bad, not good. That's kind of somewhere in the middle. When we speak about somebody who's a Beinoni, we say, you know, tzaddikim, that his, you know, milas and midas are kind of, his averis and mitzvahs are sort of 50-50. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam is talking about a bur, which is it's a shem gnai, a person who has not developed any part of himself, is devoid, and that itself is a chisar. Va'am ha'aretz hu ish she'ishlo milos midos aval eino milos sichlius. He's a person who has a milos of midas, but not sichlius. So loyim she'ishlo derech eretz v'ein lo teira. He's shayach to populating the world. He's shayach to belong to the world. He has midas which can work well with other people. Now, let's understand the point about this. The Rambam is explaining, it's linear by him. And he's explaining a person on the scale of empty, in other words, pure physicality, a kulei guf, slowly being more ruchni. Now, let's understand something about the common denominator. My behavior, if I'm a boor, is dictated by my physical drives, desires, and so on. I'm hungry, I eat. I'm thirsty, I drink. I do things that are simply, I'm programmed to. I react to things a certain way, that's that. That's a person who's a boor, and he has that. When a person starts acting with Derech Eretz, it's the beginning of shaping and molding myself to some sort of higher order. Just like, let's take a muscle. about an animal in the wild acts totally in a way that the physical body is expressing itself. Hunger, the danger, etc. If you capture the animal and train it, and you teach it to do this or that or the other thing, those activities are not shaykh to the animal's world, they're shaykh to a different world, to your world. The natural behavior of a person is the behavior of a baby or a young child that's not mechunach. I grab first, I take first, I don't care about the other person. I'm totally a physical being. When I become a little more developed, I begin to, my behavior reflects other values. So the first other value that my behavior can reflect is the other value of other people, and that's their cheretz. So their cheretz is the first imposition on me of some order higher than my physical body. And that's why it's called Amaretz, meaning it's possible to populate the world with these people because they have what it takes, the minimum amount of give to the other person that you can have them together. The Goylem, who ish asher yesh lo milos sichlis umilos midas. The Goylem already has both midas and milos sichlis. Aval einan hashlemus ve einan nimshach zafi aroyu. He has more to him, but it's woeful, it's distorted. It's not in its place. Why is it called Goylem? Kidmus hakli asher yaseya uman. A golem means like a raw kli that the person makes it. V'tagilo atzuram lachutis. He has the basic tzura. Avyesa shloma vashichlo. He's lacking the finish and the polish. G'nasakin vasayev kashe yasim hanapoch. V'sagilam tzurosam. Koyden shakim bepatish aschizem vilatshem. So when you take the knife, the metal piece, out of the smithy, it already has the basic tzura, but it takes a lot more of a pounding down with a hammer and so on to give it its final tzura. Behem lefneze yikoru golmikli matris, k'moish yizboya bekelim, v'hi mila ivris. It actually is a Hebrew word, like it says gol mi ro einecha. You ratzalim chomri lifnei agos surasadim. You saw me when I was still a physical entity, without having a complete surasadim. V'kasher lo yigil azet surashleima kro goylam kidmus achayim animtza v'muchon lekabel tzorcher ziyabo yoyse shalom. And he's ready to be mekabel something else, which is more shalom. Now, let's talk about this point over here. L'chura, if I tell somebody that, I have something that's almost ready. In other words, I'm comparing two things. One is ready, one is almost ready. So l'chur, there's no sharp distinction that I should be able to make two categories out of it. I mean, the first two were very, very sharply defined. This is midas, this has chachma. I understand that distinction. But now, bur, amaretz, I understand. Amaretz and a goylem. But what's this distinction between a goylem and a chacham? He has a chacham, but it's not complete yet. So I'm sure in chacham itself there are many, many, many madrigas, higher, better, nobler. I mean, there's always, and if somebody takes something that's not 100% finished, it's a different category. Or I say, it's a knife, but it's not yet finished yet. It needs some polish yet. Michal, we tend to think of polish as being something external, and so the pshat's like this. In chachma itself, it's, so when I have a table, and the table is pretty ready, so that means it's pretty functional, because the nature of the table is I won't have something that can support, hold up whatever I put on it. And yes, there are some times when it's not strong enough, so I need something heavy, I need to add some things to strengthen it, to smooth out the wood. All of these are toisefis of some sort of davatoiv. But I can't say that something missing in the mahus. But let's say I have a svara that I want to use in a yesoid, I want to use in a sugya. And it answers most kashas, but one kasha is didn't answer. And unless I re-explain it in a certain way, I recast my svara, I'm going to be left with this problem of something that I can't explain. So it's lacking in the very most of the chachma. Chachma that's lacking in its structure and in its preciseness is a flawed chachma. I say that the person is on the way, but so Lamarshall, a person who's making decisions that show thought process and weighing things and so on, that's encouraging. But the difference between that and having it the way it should be is a difference between right and wrong. So a golem is somebody who's already has a handle in the world of chachma. He has the ideas, he has the understandings, but it doesn't quite have it yet. So b'meila things are still mevulbel. Bilbul and chachma, in a certain sense, is still missing everything. On a technical, practical sense, I'm already on the way there. It'll take me another 10 minutes to think of it, and I'll have the exact svara. But until that time, what I have is really not right. It doesn't become right until I have the last piece. So that's why there's a distinction in the world of chachma between golem and a chacham. The only mile is that it's in the process of getting a different surah. Finally, a chacham is someone that has both milas, say the midas, say the chachma, which is fascinating, because in the Rambam's, the way Rambam understands it, and I assume that's the way he understands the psukim, chachma doesn't mean the way we translate in English, smart guy. Smart person really has nothing to do with midas, it's two separate milas. If you ask on a shidduch about somebody, and the person tells you he's very smart, that doesn't potter you from asking about the midas. If anything, it's the other way around. So we don't see that should patter it. But when we, but in the Rambam, in the way the Rambam defines these things, it does, because chachma is really it's a shlemus in the person. A chacham is a person who acts and does things wisely. And that's a combination of midas, where the person is not doing what it feels like doing, but he's doing what he ought to do, and a das, understanding what ought to be done. Now, chassid, who yisha chacham kasha yoyse b'mayla, ritzaylem b'mayla samidis, at sheyata lakotze echad ma'at, kushbana perikar vi, viyo maseu rav mi chachmasei, lezenikra chassid, loisafosei, lefisha afloga b'dovatikari chesed, b'yishoyse afloga b'toyve b'ra. So the Rambam says over here that any time you do something which is more than you have a chassid. Let's just explain this a little bit. This is something we mentioned a few times before. This is one of the harder things to understand in the Rambam, because the Rambam says the perfect avoda lies in the middle and the memutza. And any one netiyah towards one or the other is really, really a not is going out of line. So what kind of thing does it mean to be moisif a little bit? So because he's adding a little bit, and the Rambam stresses that you add only a little bit. In other words, you can't add a lot because then you actually are destroying everything else. But you're adding a little bit, and that's what makes a chassid. And the question really is, what does that do? So the Rambam, I guess in you can say, especially when you look in the Sefer, that there are midos that have a natural bias to go one way or the other. Gaiva, we instinctively are taken by gaiva. And therefore, even if something is letter perfect in terms of what the person is doing, it's a far cry from letter perfect in terms of what will happen lamaisa. It's just like you build in safety margins in products because it's risky to do it exactly where it is. So if a person wants to be really Oyver Hashem, he says, okay, this is the perfect mahalach, but I'm too prone to messing up, and therefore I need to make a gedder and a shmira. I think what the Rambam means, the word me'at, he's implying not a little and a lot, as much as it's around the central point of the Derech HaMemutzah. But so I'm adding somewhat of shmira to it. The little means that I understand what the goal is, and I'm meisiv to that nekuda. So it's something which doesn't lose sight. It doesn't distort. So lemarshal, let's say I'm supposed to give meiser every month, or chomish, or whatever it is. So I can give exactly meiser chomish, and that's fine. That's the correct. I can say, listen, I know I have a tendency to forget sometimes. Let me add a little more so that even if I forgot, I still will have given. So that's always bearing in mind what the real tzura is. So I think that that's what he means, and I think that's what he means here also. So we have four madrigas of a person going from the most physical to the most non-physical. And in the Rambam's world, like many others, something physical is on a very low daraga, something on a the more ruchni something is, the higher daraga. Ruchni starts with midas tovos. It's the first step where I'm not acting out of my instincts of physical drives and needs. I'm acting with some restraint on it, a restraint of the other person. Is it, you know, can I impose on the other person, and so on? It moves up towards the various degrees of chachma, where my activities become results of my chachma. Va'ama shachachmi la'ila sheva milas ve'im ikim gdoilim. Blaze kivna le'em lefisha behem yikoinu a chachma liyam maisa. These milas and midas allow, establish a framework for learning and maisa. Mehem arba milas midas, there are four midos take a milas. He's not stubborn by whatever it is that he said. Even though he can dray out of it. So if I'm brighter than you and I can argue and get my, you know, worm my way out of it, but I don't want to because I don't think it's right. V'hu amro moidel emes. So these four is are midos of a person that are good midos that allow for development of chachma. V'shalosh amalas asichlisa shem yat eu mata b'mleches at oya liyad nidham v'nival v'shom suku emes. ala yargish be meherim kama toz vare vu omroi ein a nivhol haishiv vizem nam ye be mehiris avana toves benes be mahamata asos glukadvar. So it's very interesting. The Rambam learns it differently than we would have learned it. We would say ein a nivhol lahashiv means that he deliberates before he talks. The Rambam says like this: Ein medavish a godly man is a mida, ein nechaser tiber chavero is a mida tova, and the oimal shle shama le shamati. That's the Rambam's girsa here is, or maybe it's betoch advar. I'm not sure. Those are all midas tovus. In a nivah lahashiv, he says, means the other way around, that I can answer and reply immediately. It's as if he would say, in a nivah milahashiv, I'm not taken aback. And the reason is because the person has the ability to hear what somebody said, take it apart, understand what it's built on, and reply to those nekudas. So he says, it doesn't throw him off, but he feels immediately where you have the mistake and answers. And the Rambam says this is based on a quick tfisa, on thinking into what it is that the other person is saying, and understanding the various chilukim. V'amayla shniya shu yishal k'mashor lishal b'zeh adava lo yivakesh moifes limudi b'chachma tivis v'loy tayna tivis b'limudis v'im hoya hu anishal v'kwekin yeshu min ha-shayla im nishal b'dvarim sheish b'tiva moifes ash moifes v'pachsen zeh yeshu v'imashe b'tivoy. So the Rambam says over here that each and every type of chachma requires its type of answer, and to go from one type of chachma to another type of chachma, in other words, to answer a religious question through science or scientific or through religion, is einam min ha'inyan. And it's a bilbul. There are types of proofs that work well in one type of chachma, types that don't work well in another chachma. So the person is really answering within the context of the type of chachmas that is being asked in. So it's very interesting. He's saying that the answering when it says over here that the person is shel kalocho meshiv keinyan, he says that he sticks to the framework of what are the appropriate questions and answers and whatever it is that he's dealing with. In other words, to answer with a sort of philosophical answer when the question is more on the methodology or the process or whatever it is also not appropriate. It requires a lot of knowledge, understanding, wisdom, that you should be able to analyze what type of question is this and what are the type of answers that are appropriate for it. V'amayla shlishi shiyisada limud v'yaktim masheroi like dimoi v'ach masheroi l'achroi.
a person should structure his learning in you know, first lessons. Kize oifim belimud moil moid moid. Rama v'ayim la rishon rishon achon achon. V'elu kulam begrelim behepil v'shein eshalik v'shvarno gizem v'deik. This obviously is a point that the Ramchal makes this point a lot in his Hakdamah to Derech Hashem, when he's explaining that all I'm trying to do is give things over in a certain structured way, and even if you know all the stuff, the structure I'm giving you is going to be extremely enlightening. And the reason is because a big part of the understanding of something is knowing where to put it in the structure. Is this a cause? Is this effect? If I tell you that this is the typical stuff that's bad for Bachrim. If I tell you that Bachrim that don't do well in yeshivas wear striped shirts. Now, that statement, as everybody right now knows, is you're not, what are you telling me? Cause, correlation, result, what exactly? Are you telling me that the striped shirt is what makes a person want to do averus? Are you telling me that the type of boys like doing averus also like striped shirts for some reason? Are you telling me that just it's the same tchuna, a person who's rebellious, he rebels about the shirts and he rebels about this? That statement that Bachrim who wear striped shirts are running around doing bad things is a meaningless statement unless you explain to me what's the implication, the connection. I have a neighbor that I bought him a present, and they're a little drop more modern maybe, and I bought him a present, a subscription to Modia. So they actually liked it, the English Modia, once a week. So, but at the, you know, when I was thinking after, I said, you know, all I can say is that since you've been having the Modia, the husband's been davening three times a day, the kids have been learning in yeshiva, and she covers her hair. And now, they always were doing that. But I said, I'm not implying anything, but all I can tell you one thing, that once you started getting it, that was the matzav. So obviously, when you phrase it that way, you're implying something. You know, there's no, every single statement has meaning if you tell me where it's coming from. Well, what's it referring to? The context is something that gives things its meaning and havana. And if I don't know where things are, where they stand, I'm missing something. I pointed out today. I have a kvius at the first year Bachrim, the first year of Spanish boys. We have like 20 minutes, a half hour. We go through the Rambam from the beginning to wherever it's going to go. I focus on the halacha, not on the agarata. I skip the agarata parts of the halacha and I skim through. I take more the beginning program of the Rambam where he structures the whole halacha, go through that more thoroughly, and then when it gets to the details, I skip it. Just so to get an overview of many halachas and so on. But we are now in Hilchos Tefillah, and I pointed out, look at the Rambam's marvelous Seder Advarim. He has a perik where he goes through the Seder HaTfila and the Chachamim, you know, why they made a Takana for Tfila and so on and so forth. And they made, they made 18 brachas and Rishaynis and Achaynis and this and that. He goes through that from A to Z. Then the next perik, the Rambam discusses exceptions. And the Rambam says, in Gamliel's time, they saw that there's a big need to lash out against the Rishayim. And B'meila, his bezin made a bracha of Lamashinim, and they put it into Shemoneh Esrei so that people would be fluent in it, and so on and so forth, so that tachlis, we have 19 brachas and so on. And then he goes on to tell me about the Tefillah Shabbos, Tefillah Yontif, and so on and so forth. It's for us, that seems to be out of place. We would explain the 19 brachas. Tachas, that's what it is. And especially since it's all the Rabbanan, it's not Melech, it'd be the right, so you say, okay, you're Mechalik. The Rambam Seder is marvelous. Rambam is saying Shmoyne Esra mitzad the tzur of Shmoyne Esra is 18. That's the full tzrach of a person, the natural tzrach of a person, and that is tefillah after Karan. Now he says, Rabbi Yisai, Chachamim tagged on other nekudas to tefillah, and it's and once they tagged it on, you mechuyev in it, and you have to redo it. But understand what it is. The 19th bracha is a tag on. And be'emes, the Rambam's Lashon's Mashma didn't have to be Shmoneh Esra. It was just put in Shmoneh Esra because people should be they familiar with it. Shabbos Yontev is a tag on. This is a tag on. That's a tag on. The whole Havana, the Rambam is so meduyek in the way he gives us a sense of things. So Shmoneh Esra mi ikar hadin ishmoneh Esra. It didn't become Chasrei and who cares what the Takana was now. It's like, no, it's important to remember that Tzurish Menesh is 18 brachas, this is an extra piece, and so on and so forth. It's just amazing how when you put things in the right place, it has meaning. And the Rambam is extraordinary with that. Okay, any questions? Good. So, okay. So, good night. Call to buy.